Hey guys, it's Gerald.
Hey, and this is Josh.
And welcome to Podcast.
Our podcast.
Our podcast.
Yeah, welcome to our podcast. No. Welcome to our podcast.
There we go. Yeah, podcast. Yeah, that sounds better than podcast.
Yeah, I think someone invented that. I'm not sure, but we'll go with the podcast one. That sounds a little better.
Yeah. Steve Jobs invented the podcast.
Recipe, Steve.
We miss you. I'm Gerald Hooper the second.
And I'm Joshua Matthews the first.
And we, Josh, let's intro ourselves. We met where? Back in high school?
Yes, we did. Back into a computer class with Ms. Klaus.
Yeah, that's where we got really close. Yep. We spent a lot of time not doing really anything.
Yeah, not really anything except for, BSing a lot of different things.
Going around and fixing the random school computer problems.
Yep, and taking movies and watching them in the computer room that was closed off to everyone else. Except for pretty much us.
Yeah, we got special access in there. That was always nice.
We put a couch in there.
Oh, yeah. And I even brought in my PS2.
Yep.
And had it in there.
So we had some good times with that.
Yes, we did. And then we went to college together, Wright State University.
Yep. Wright State, Wright School.
Wright State, Wright School. Hey, you're the only person that's ever said that before.
Unfortunately, yep.
And we did a little thing there. WWSU is what we did.
Yes, we did. Actually, you and Garrett started that off, and I eventually joined on.
Yeah, you started off as our trainee.
I did.
On Going Down with Gerald.
Which is quite funny because I was just kind of a regular on the show and then became a trainee.
Yeah, eventually you did. Yeah, you started out just joining us. Then you're like, oh, yeah, I'll do my own show.
Yeah.
And then you had Rhythm and Blues with Josh Matthews.
It's still catchy to this day.
It is.
Yeah.
And we miss those days at WWSU. But
well, I don't think we mentioned your name for your show.
Going Down with Gerald. Yeah, I said it.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah, because I said you were training for it. And we did like relationship and rock and metal music. And of course, you played Rhythm and Blues.
Yes, I did.
Talked about the news.
Yes.
That rhymes too.
Yeah, I did. I didn't say that though.
No, I know you didn't.
I know. I'm just like, I'm in an awe moment because I'm like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, you
should have said that.
Rhythm and Blues and News.
No, just Rhythm and Blues with Josh Matthews, and then here's your news.
Oh my gosh. Let's go back in time.
Hey, this is Rhythm and Blues with Josh Matthews, and here is your news.
Nah, I don't like it.
Nah, it's kind of, it's too much.
So that was years ago.
That was years ago. That was, man, was the last Going Down with Gerald show?
It was April of 2015, sometime in that region, I believe.
Really? That soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I didn't do it when I worked at the last job I worked at, and that was August, September of 2015. I remember I did a show, and I got yelled at because I wasn't on the schedule.
Yes.
I didn't sign up for a show, but I did one anyway, and they were like, why did you do one?
Yes, and I got in trouble, too.
What'd you get in trouble for?
Because they thought I was a graduated student when we did that the interview with State Gold Collective.
Didn't you have a show that semester?
Not in the summer.
Oh.
So they thought I was graduated, got into the studio, and that's when we were supposed to only have like two or three people late night. But we had the whole State Gold Collective group in there.
That was a good interview.
That was a great interview.
Do you have it?
I still have that.
You never sent it to me, and I would love to listen to it.
Yeah, I'll get that posted so you guys can go back and listen. I actually, it's funny because I saw, well, there's a couple of the guys who come to the Miamisburg Trumps, and the first couple times they came in, they're like, man, you look so familiar. And then I finally was just like, hey, we did that interview with you.
Yeah.
We put Wright State. And they're like, that's it. We had so many gigs after that.
Did they really?
They did. We actually had a lot of listeners that night.
Really?
Yeah. Just for the fact of them. So.
They're a good group. I was skeptical at first. They were really cool dudes.
Yeah. And they got a lot more music out. Easy El Loco, who's one of the main rappers on that group. He actually has a song that got that was on Spotify that got thrown on like it's I can't remember the rapper's name. He's like a Post Malone type of rapper. He's kind of big in the regional, but he's got a couple big popular songs. He threw one of his songs on his Spotify playlist. And so when you know when someone has a playlist like that, those get a lot of listens too. So he got that song really popular just by that. So I'll show that to you. It's
oh, damn, cool. I'd like to check it out.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's pretty cool stuff here in the area.
So, yeah, there's a little background on us.
Yep.
And like you said, you played some rhythm and blues and Stay Gold Collective. We also interviewed Turquoise Jeep. That was fun until they stole the whole relationship idea of my show and started doing it on their YouTube channel.
Which I believe they're still doing.
Are they really? Yeah. Ask Flint or whatever it is?
Yeah, not as much as what they did as soon as they were done with our interview. I still think, in general, though, yes, I'm a little salty about that. I don't want to use that word. But we still interviewed Turquoise Jeep.
Yeah, oh, no. That was the highlight. I would say that was the highlight of the WWSU tenure. Because we didn't even know. We just said a random time. We didn't tell any of the directors that they were coming in.
Yep.
So I thought there was a sporting event going on, and I almost got really scared.
Yes, I remember that.
That we would not be able to go in the studio and record them because we didn't double check it.
We ended up getting it cleared, though.
Oh, yeah. Did we?
Yeah. Because it was like a 4 or 5 o'clock thing.
And no one was on the schedule.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we talked to them about it. Just before the fact that, you know, we did thought that there was a scheduled sporting event going on.
Yeah, but and thankfully there was not.
But no, that was cool. And then
that was the first time I had Jet's Pizza was that day.
That's a good, very good pizza. Very
good pizza. It's the best pizza.
I wouldn't say the best.
No, I would.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree on
that. We just had Dewey's today. That was pretty good.
Dewey's is amazing. I love Dewey's.
But you can't beat that thick.
They have the best deep dish. I'll give you that.
No, now you're lying because you gotta go to Chicago and get the best deep dish because that's where it's at. Well, but in the area.
I'm talking here in Ohio.
In Ohio? In Ohio, the best pizza is Jets it's if you Jets want the pizza. Deep dish.
Yep. Yes, sir. So, Gerald.
Yes.
You went to Rice State, as you mentioned.
Yes.
I went to Rice State, as you mentioned.
Yes.
What did you graduate in?
I started out in computer science, and Garrett and I started at WWSU. Someone brought it up in one of our classes, like, oh, yeah, we have a radio station at the college, and we have a show, you guys should listen to it. And Garrett and I were in the car after one of our late-night meetings. I forget what the class is. What's the class you have to take freshman year?
Oh, it's like a UVC class, whatever.
That was exactly it.
Yeah.
And
I don't even know what that stands for.
University. I'm not going to take a guess.
I don't even want to take a guess on that.
Some people in there were talking about it. So we were in the parking lot hanging out with those people because we had to go to one of the late night meetings that they had for it. And we were listening to it. It was the worst radio I've ever heard. And Garrett or I, one of us said, man, we could do that. And like, yeah, that'd be fun. So the next semester we did it. And computer science became very hard. At first, it wasn't bad. I think I passed, like, the first quarter when we started. It was quarters.
I missed quarters.
I know. They were the best.
That's a different story for another day.
It is. And then, computer science, I started failing the classes, and then I started enjoying the radio program more. And I'd always been in love with radio, and I knew I was interested in it. Like, let's switch my major. So I started taking communications classes, and I don't think I had changed my major yet. I think I was still technically computer science.
Okay.
So by the time I tried to switch it to communications, it was too late because I would have had to take another year and a half of classes or to get a liberal studies degree, just finish out that semester and I was done. And I was like, hell yeah, let's get out of school and we'll get a liberal studies degree and we'll get out of here.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then I worked at a country station. I got full time, started out as the afternoon guy with little to no experience. At a country station in Newark, Ohio.
I wouldn't say little to no experience. You did 3 to 4 years on the radio.
That, and I actually worked at Hot 102.9 Dayton.
Yes,
for
did.
2 years. Mm-hmm. I did some part-time work there.
Yep.
And, for a little over a year, I had my own full-time country music gig, and it just didn't work out the best, and I missed being home.
Missed being in the 937.
I do. 937 is home, yes, and I get to do stuff like this.
Yes, sir.
So, Josh, you yes, wanted sir. To teach math.
Well, before that, I started off, I started doing some post-secondary classes through Wright State.
Mm-hmm.
And a little, I don't know if you knew or remember this, but I started off as a computer science major as well.
I only remember this because you told me pretty recently.
Yes.
But before you said that, I think it was last time we were talking.
Yes.
I had no idea that you started at computer science.
It was very short-lived. Just for the fact that I liked it, and that's when we were close as far as, like, learning a lot of the stuff that we did learn.
Back in high school.
Yep. And I'm like, that sounds cool. I like that. Let's do that. As soon as I got into my first couple classes, I'm like, this isn't for me. Just for the fact that I could not see myself doing that every single day. But I am a nerd with numbers. I love math. I love dealing with different types of anything with kind of numbers mainly. So one of the biggest things that I had for me, was going for me, is that I could help tutor and help teach math to people who were in high school.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, let's become a math major and let's teach math. The only issue with that is that I did not like learning how to do calculus in the fourth dimension and doing a whole class on theories of math. So, because, I mean, math is not very theoretical.
So even if you wanted to teach, let's say, second grade math, you had to learn theories of math and, like,
calculus? If it was second grade math, you'd have to actually be, like, an elementary type of teacher because they teach
pretty much everything. Both, yeah.
So, if I wanted to be a high school or, like, 7th, 8th grade type of class, then, yeah, I had to get into that.
Really?
Because I did want to teach, like, algebra and calculus and geometry. So, that wasn't really working for me there either. So, I ended up taking what I liked and some experience I have with TJ Chumps, which I'm a manager at, and put those together so I could still do my statistics with math, learning analytical work, dealing with computers, and also doing managerial items. So it's just a big, broad major that I learned there and got my MIS degree.
It's funny how it works out because you usually end up doing what you want to do. It makes sense, a little bit of everything thrown in there.
Yeah, it literally has everything in there as far as computers, math, and my manager experience. So, yeah, currently I am the general manager at TJ Chumps in Miamisburg, running that store, and been there about a year now, already a year. And I've been with Chumps for about 6 years now.
You looking for anybody? Because I'm currently unemployed.
Hey, bring it on, buddy. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, well, I'm about to fill out this application real quick.
Sounds great.
We talked about the music earlier, and Josh, I want to ask you some stuff. Turquoise Jeep, we kind of got off track.
We did.
But they do some rap music.
They do.
And I also have a few rap songs out there.
Yes, you do. And actually, you still have Shake That Butt
on my SoundCloud. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And some comments on there.
I was actually really, I was listening to it. I had it on a couple of my playlists.
Do you?
I did. I still do. I haven't actually taken it off. But yeah, it's on there.
It gets the party started.
Man, it's such a good song.
Yeah, we'll try to link it to you somehow. If you go to Joshua SoundCloud, it's what? Joshua.Matthews3?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. There you go. So look it up on SoundCloud. It's Hoop McJovey, Shake That Butt. And it's the clean version on there. So
it is a clean version. Actually, side note here, there was a contest going down with the Dayton paper, Dayton Daily News, about, like, you know how they do this, like, the best thing in Dayton type of thing? So they, like, what's the best pizza or what's the best late night place for cocktails?
Yeah.
They had what's, like, the best local artist and then, like, what's the best DJ. And I put Hoop McJovey on there, like, 20 times for each one of these different things. So I still am trying to look to see if they're done with the voting because I want to see if you're going to be put on.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know about that.
Yep.
Did you submit my song at all?
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm doing this work for you, man. Thank I want you to succeed.
And I didn't even know about
yeah.
it. That means I need to put out some new music soon.
Yeah, you do. And you know what? The cover band, What Dreams With a Z, needs to come out some new songs.
I was just about to bring it up. So Garrett brought him up. We also went to college with, and he was on Going Down with Gerald, and sometimes stopped by Rhythm and Blues.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are in Wet Dreams with a Z.
Which we only currently have one cover song right now, Tell Me Why by the Backstreet Boys.
That's not the name of it. It's I Want It That Way.
I always say, tell me why. Just let me do it.
Which is fine. You can always say that, but you're wrong.
But everyone knows what I'm talking about.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
when
do.
When they look it up, Wet Dreams with a Z, Tell Me Why, you know what's not going to pop up? Our song.
Yeah, but when I say it by the Backstreet Boys, they're like, oh, it's that song. Because actually, if you ask 10 people, 4 will think it's Tell Me Why.
No, they will not.
Yes, they will. You want to do the study?
Yeah, two. Two, you and someone who hasn't listened to music in the past 90 years.
All right, well, let's do the study. We'll bring the results back to the show.
We need to do some kind of Twitter poll with this podcast.
And you can do that.
If you think it's I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, then go to Radio Hooper on Twitter and vote for I Want It That Way. Or if you're like Josh and you think it's what? Tell Me Baby?
Tell Me Why.
Tell Me Why. Then go to at Radio Hooper, find my latest tweet.
We all know what the correct answer is. I just always hear the song as Tell Me Why.
No.
Alright.
You're fine to be wrong.
I mean, I know I'm wrong by saying Tell Me Why.
Then why do you keep pushing it?
Because 4 out of 10 people agree with me.
No, there is no way.
There is a way.
Okay, alright. And we interviewed some great local artists and some national artists.
Yes, we did.
A lot of the hip-hop music. And you've gotten me into some artists, not really local.
No.
But some unknown artists that are making it big. And Josh, you have a magical power of finding these artists when they're little and young offspring.
I do.
Before they grow up full-blown superstars. I think of Macklemore at the top of my list. You discovered Macklemore.
I did.
And then he went to number 1 on the iTunes charts.
Yep, and that was a great year for him.
Speaking of which, have you heard or have you seen the video to Drug Dealer?
It gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it touches home, even though I don't really have a lot of situations like that, but it just makes you feel.
And the song is about not like what you would think the drugs he's talking about when you think of drug dealer, like marijuana, crack.
He's talking like, about prescriptions.
Yeah. Stuff that you get from your pharmacist and how it ruins lives, not what you hear about on the news.
Yep.
Like, again, cocaine and
different
stuff
names
like that.
For all these different drugs now. It's just crazy. But, yeah. Pharmaceuticals.
It's weird. Very touching.
Yeah. What other names were you thinking? So you said Macklemore.
You've been a Mike Posner fan, but he got his kind of shot to fame with Cooler Than Me.
Mm-hmm.
Then he kind of, went off to the wayside. And then he's coming back. He got back on the radio with I Took a Pill with My Pizza. That got pretty big.
I Took a Pill in Ibiza, yes.
Yep.
And which then, I'm excited because he's actually about to drop two of his, he hasn't said when yet. He said here soon, but he's about to drop 2 albums that he made during his hiatus that were supposed to go out, but he ended up not wanting
pages?
Them out.
Pages? He's going to release Pages?
He's going to release those items here soon. He hasn't given a specific date yet, but he said here in the near future. So,
when did he say this?
Oh, about a month or two ago.
So, hot diggity damn.
Yeah, he said he still wants to release it to the fans. So, and
I don't know why he hasn't just leaked it. I don't know why he just posted online and give it to the fans. Because he said, he wasn't happy with it? Or was it record label stuff?
Well, he went through a lot of dark times. And he just, that's just the music that he didn't pertain to himself now. But he still wants to release it to his fans, though, because that's an important part of how he became him now.
So the music is dark, or he recorded it then went through dark times?
He recorded it through dark times.
So the way it used to be was recorded when he was going through some dark stuff?
Because
that's pretty upbeat. I mean, the lyrics, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, he had went through a stage where he was kind of depressed and just felt alone and felt different than what he kind of expected when he got into that type of spotlight than what he wanted. And, you know, you get people who kind of express it different ways. And they may not express a song in a emotional state that is what they're kind of feeling, but, you know, you see those people who are, you know, they're always smiling, they're always having, you know, a good time and always friendly with you. And then you hear some bad news about them, and it's just like, wow, I had no idea. Yeah. That's the kind of stage he went through.
Probably what most people think when they think of that, Robin Williams.
Yep.
Making other people laugh when you're not happy yourself.
Yep.
So you can still make some poppy good music.
Yep.
And be miserable.
Yep.
So, is he doing better now?
Oh, he's great. He's good. He's very good.
Is it because of all the acid he's on?
It might be. But, you know, he's feeling great. That's a good thing.
Remember when he did a free show in Columbus?
I do.
And you left during the show to go watch soccer?
I didn't leave during the show. He had his show.
Oh, then he did met the picture,
and then he did a meet and greet, which the line took forever. And it was in the middle of the U.S. Women's World Cup final, which we were having a big party for in Columbus already. So, I shook his hand on our way to the picture. He talked to me for a second. That's all I needed. That's right.
Okay.
I didn't need that photo that you got to sit down and show with him and all that, which is cool because you guys had a really good picture with that.
Not only do we have a really good picture, it's now hanging up in Melanie's house. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. She paid like $70 or $80 to print it out and put it on. Framed. Like, yeah, this, it looks really cool. Actually.
That's awesome.
It's dark. Just the way she should have edited a little bit.
Yeah.
But it looks really good.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Black Bear, who is my favorite artist of all time.
Here we go, Papa Bear. Man, I didn't know. He looks like he's 55, but he's half that. He's what, 27?
Yeah, about 26, 27, yeah. Yeah, I think he might be 28 now.
Is he?
Yeah.
When we saw him, and I saw some underage naked people.
Yes, he did.
That was an interesting time.
Yeah, we went to go see him, Travis Mills, and Maude's son.
Well, that was that Cleveland, or was that?
That was Cleveland, at the Grog Shop.
That was Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
Not like a suburb of Cleveland.
No, that was Cleveland.
So I've been to Cleveland as many times as I've been to Chicago. Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, oh, I've been to Chicago more than I've been to Cleveland. But no, I've been to both places twice. That's besides the fact, but I thought it was like outside of Cleveland. It wasn't like downtown or anything.
It wasn't downtown, no. So but, it was still technically, it was like, I would say right outside of Cleveland, but it was a Cleveland.
And we drove through, now that I'm thinking about it, we drove through Cleveland. Yeah.
And yeah, that was scary.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Run down.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what it looked like.
It was really weird because it was run down and all of a sudden you just saw the spark of hope with the Cleveland Clinic there.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, really beautiful right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back through, and then, yeah.
Makes you want to go through now, after the Cavs have won.
Yep.
You know, kind of put some hope and spirit back into Cleveland. If the Indians would have won, if they would have got their
diefecta. That's getting stingy.
Yeah, I know.
It's getting stingy. Not having a title in the city for years, and then getting two in 1 year.
Yeah, that's pushing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Browns going to be winning the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, I mean, if they went
out... Starting off 0-10. They got a chance.
They do. a solid 0% chance. But still a chance.
Yep. But did you know that Black Bear and Mike Posner they formed a group together? Called Mansions.
Black Bear and Mike Posner are in a group?
They formed a group together called Mansions. They have one song out, and they just signed their group to Treasure Island Studios.
So, when you say group, just the two of them?
Just the two of them.
Is that a group, though? Isn't that a duo?
Well, partnership? I mean, because the Mike Posner Band is included in it.
Okay.
So, like, they're helping play. And I'm actually really excited to see, because Mansions has a couple of tour dates in 2017.
Are they coming close?
Not as of right now. So it sounds like a road trip. But they got a good first song. And I'm excited to see them kind of collaborate a little bit more.
What do you mean? What kind of music is it?
It's a mixture of what Black Bear does and what Mike Posner used to do.
A mixture of what Mike Posner used to do and what Matt Musto used to do, or what Black Bear does?
What Black Bear currently does and what Mike Posner used to do.
So good old happy, poppy, upbeat stuff?
Yep. Their first song title is STFU.
IDFWU.
Don't know what you spelled out there.
I don't with you.
Ah, gotcha.
You little stupid child, I do with you.
It's very hurtful.
You little dumb, I do with you.
Okay, Donald.
What?
Is that okay, Donald?
Donald Trump?
You making fun of me?
How am I making fun of you?
Because he makes fun of everyone.
I wasn't making fun of you.
You were.
How was I making fun of you?
Just the way you're saying that.
That's how. No, I wasn't making fun of you. I was making fun of. Who is that, Big Sean?
Yeah.
That's how he sounds.
Not really. He actually sounds like a good rapper.
Are you saying I'm not a good rapper? The guy who's entering me in contest of being a good rapper,
no,
and you're
I'm
saying
not entering,
I'm not?
I'm not entering Gerald Hooper, I'm entering Hoop McJovey.
That's true. Yeah, Gerald Hooper is not a good rapper.
No.
Hoop McJovey, though,
is phenomenal.
Stellar.
Very phenomenal.
Stellar. We're getting close to the 30-minute mark,
we are.
Josh. And I think this has been a great intro to us.
Yes, I believe so.
And stick with this podcast if you want to hear more from Josh and I. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Radio Hooper. Josh?
I'm sorry.
Twitter.
I don't know my Twitter name.
At.
I think it's just at Joshua. Yeah, Joshua E. Matthews.
Joshua E. Matthews?
Yep. Sorry, I got a text on my new.
Okay, I'm looking at that. What is that? Is that Samsung Gear?
No, it's a Moto 360. And I just get distracted when I feel it buzz and I look down.
No, it looks so cool. You've always been a fan of watches, right?
I have.
And then for you to get a smartwatch, not surprising.
Yeah.
Is this your first smartwatch?
It is. It's amazing. I love it.
I like it. I meant to mention it earlier, but it keeps catching my eye.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Not that on this podcast, not that you can see Josh's.
Yeah, if you look at it, it's quite amazing. Just look at it, guys. It's right here. Right in front of the mic.
They're speechless.
Very speechless.
They've been speechless this whole time because it's one-way communication. We can't hear the listeners.
That's unfortunate. We need to figure out a way to get some phone calls in here.
We do. We need to get a set time a week.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I don't have a job.
I do.
So, Josh... We're obviously doing this in Josh's apartment because he has electricity and a job.
Yep.
And we need a set time during a week. And I would love to do a Facebook Live.
Let's do it.
Hook up the microphone to the Facebook Live and record this in the background.
I'm cool with that. Let's do it.
All right.
We'll see if we can get that going next week.
Let's do it. What night are you free?
Saturday.
You want to do it Saturday nights?
Probably not every Saturday night.
Do you have a night during the week that you're free?
Most likely Tuesdays.
I would love to do a Tuesday night.
Okay. We'll talk about this more. And we'll keep you guys informed of what's going on with that.
All right. There you go. That's for Gerald and...
And for Josh.
There you go. That's our podcast. Thanks,
yep.
Guys.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. See you next week. Bye, guys. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.
I already said bye.
Oh.
Bye.
Okay, bye.